Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivshachi Bhattacharji. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is all set with its space docking experiment known as the SpaceX mission to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its powerhouse rocket, PSLV C-60, will lift off tonight from spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellites, SDX 01, called also as Chaser, and SDX-02, called Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55-degree inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. India has crossed an extraordinary milestone as its foreign exchange reserves have surged past $700 billion, placing the nation at the fourth position globally. Over the last decade, the total foreign direct investment inflows were around over $709 billion. Our correspondent reports that India has jumped from 71st in 2014 to 39th in 2018 on the Global Competitiveness Index, highlighting advancements in infrastructure, market size, and innovation. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the fifth pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives in New Delhi today. The meeting was also attended by secretaries of several departments, including the Finance, Investment and Public Asset Management, Economic Affairs Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, and Chief Economic Advisor to the Union Government. In Punjab, 30 bonded laborers have been rescued by joint teams of Punjab and Bihar police, along with the members of an NGO, Bachpan Bachao Andolan. These include 3 minor girls and 7 women. The victims were forced into bonded labor in a Kapurthala-based potato farm for long hours on meager emoluments. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day and colder conditions in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over northwest India today. She also added that heavy rainfall is expected over coastal Tamil Nadu today. The IMD has said there will be a fall of 4 to 6 degrees in minimum temperature in Uttar Pradesh in the next 5 days. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan are likely to witness fall in the minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 3 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Met Department said the region is likely to witness 2 more snow spells in the coming days. Tourists, travelers and transporters have been advised to follow advisory from the district administration and traffic department in view of snowfall, sub-freezing temperature and icy conditions over roads in plains and higher reaches. The Srinagar-Leh highway is closed due to accumulation of snow at Zozila Pass in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 3-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the 3rd U.S. president to visit India. In cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India in the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. India were all out at 155 runs in their second innings on the final day today, while chasing a target of 340 runs. Jashasvi Jaiswal scored the highest 84 runs for India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.